ॐ सहनावतु सहनौ भुनक्तु सहवीर्यं करवावहै तेजस्विनावधीतमस्तु मा विद्विषावहै। ॐ शान्ति शान्ति शान्तिः। सदाशिवसमारम्भां शङ्कराचार्यमध्यमाम् अस्मदाचार्यपर्यन्तां वन्दे गुरुपरम्पराम्। श्रुतिस्मृतिपुराणानाम् आलयं करुणालयं नमामि भगवत्पाद शङ्करं लोकशङ्करं शङ्करं शङ्कराचार्यं केशवं बादरायणम्। सूत्रभाष्यकृतौ वन्दे भगवन्तौ पुनः पुनः। श्रीचिन्मययतीशस्य गुरुं वन्दे तपोवनं तं हिमवद्विभूतिं वै ज्ञानवैराग्यरूपिणं समस्तजनकल्याणे निरतं करुणामयम्। नमामि चिन्मयं देवं सद्गुरुं ब्रह्मविद्वरं सद्गुरुं ब्रह्मविद्वरम्। ॐ भद्रं कर्णेभिः शृणुयाम देवाः भद्रं पश्येमाक्षभिर्यजत्राः। स्थिरैरङ्गैः सुष्ठुवागंसस्तनूभिः व्यशेम देवहितं यदायुः। स्वस्ति न इन्द्रो वृद्धश्रवाः स्वस्ति न पूषा विश्ववेदाः स्वस्ति नस्तार्क्ष्यो अरिष्टनेमिः स्वस्ति नो बृहस्पतिर्दधातु। ॐ शान्ति शान्ति शान्तिः।
Hari Om, today we will be doing chapter 2, section 1, mantra number 7. So if you have the book, please open it. That way, if I call upon you, chapter 2, section 1, mantra number 7. So far, in the last week or two, the Rishi has been telling us about creation, how creation came about. And today we will complete the topic of creation, and then from next week again we will go back to who or what is Brahman and how we can reach that. So the sadhanas and methods of practice will be covered from next week. So as we saw last week, from Brahman came pranas. Pranas means all the organs of action, all the activity, all the energy, not only in humans, but the entire universe, all the energy came. The mind and intellect, not only the individual mind, but the total mind. Hiranyagarbha, that is there. All the five elements, space, air, fire, water, earth, the entire universe, all the 14 worlds. Then the five fires we saw last week. The five fires are the sun, the moon, the earth, and then the man and the woman. So from these five, all creation happens. And also all the rituals, all the sacrifice, all came from Akshara, which is also we can call as Ishvara, the creator of this yes. universe through Maya. So now we'll do mantra number 7. Auntie, you have that?
Yes.
Tasma cha deva bahudha samprasutaah. Mantra number 7.
You want me to read?
Yeah, just repeat after me. Tasma cha deva bahudha samprasutaah.
तस्माच्च देवा बहुधा संप्रसूतः
साध्या मनुष्या पशवो वयांसी।
साध्य मनुष्या पशवो व्यांसि व्यांसि
प्राणौ व्रीहियवौ तपश्च।
प्राणपानौ व्रीहियवौ तपश्च
श्रद्धा सत्यं ब्रह्मचर्यं विधिश्च।
श्रद्धा सत्यं ब्रह्मचर्यं विधिश्च
यू कैन म्यूट, विल ऑल चैंट टुगेदर। तस्माच्च देवा बहुधा संप्रसूताः साध्या मनुष्या पशवो वयांसि। प्राणापानौ व्रीहियवौ तपश्च। श्रद्धा सत्यं ब्रह्मचर्यं विधिश्च। सो तस्मात्, सो फ्रॉम दैट क्रिएटर विच इज अक्षर च, एंड सो ऑल व्हाट एवर द ऋषि हैज सेड बिफोर, ही सेज एंड फ्रॉम दैट ऑल केम ऑल द देवास। देवा आर द सेलेस्टियल गॉड्स, बट नॉट द सुप्रीम गॉड, बट द डेमी गॉड्स, यू कैन से द गॉड ऑफ द सन, गॉड ऑफ द मून, द विंड, यू नो, ऑल द वायु देवता, वरुण देवता, ऑल ऑफ दोज। बहुधा संप्रसूता, ऑल ऑफ देम संप्रसूता। प्रसूता मीन्स क्रिएटेड, संप्रसूता मीन्स क्रिएटेड बेस्ड ऑन कर्मस। सो इट्स नॉट अ रैंडम दैट ओ समबडी बिकेम देवता, समबडी बिकेम ह्यूमन, समबडी वेंट इन टू द लोअर वर्ल्ड, समबडी बिकेम एन एनिमल। इट इज ऑल बेस्ड ऑन कर्मस। सो दैट्स वाई। एंड साध्या, साध्या अगेन आर दी सेलेस्टियल बींग्स। साधवा, साध्या, गंधर्वास, यू नो, ऑल द सेलेस्टियल बींग्स, द वेरियस सेलेस्टियल इंडिविजुअल्स और पर्सनैलिटीज, यू कैन से। एंड मनुष्या, मनुष्या आर दी इन द मिडल। एंड देन पशवो, पशवो इज द एनिमल्स, वयांसी इज द बर्ड, प्राण अपानव। सो द इनटेक एंड द आउट गोइंग ऑफ ब्रेथ, द प्राणास, नॉट ओनली ब्रेथ बट ऑल द प्राणास इन द बॉडी एंड ऑल द वाइटल एयर्स। इट इज दैट विच नरिशेज ऑल बीइंग्स, यू नो, इवन प्लांट्स, दे ब्रीथ, दे टेक इन, यू नो, कार्बन डाइऑक्साइड एंड गिव आउट ऑक्सीजन फॉर अस, एंड दे यूटिलाइज द कार्बन डाइऑक्साइड। सो ऑल ऑफ अस यूटिलाइज द एनर्जी। एंड व्रीहि यवौ are the grains, you know, the grains, the food. And tapa, tapa is the austerities, whatever austerities we do. And then what out of them comes when you do good deeds, shraddha, which is faith or devotion, satyam is truth, brahmacharyam is self-control, and vidhi means the values, the good values. So as we said, human birth is very, very important, because in the other worlds, in the other 13 worlds, you cannot do any karmas. Only in human birth you can do karmas. In the higher worlds, if you go, you enjoy the results of your good karmas. You cannot add to that. In the lower worlds, you suffer the consequences of your bad karmas. You cannot get out of that. So the human birth is very rare, very precious, and that's why we need to take advantage of this to do as many good karmas as we can, you know, help others, share, do charity, unselfish activity. That is the value of this human birth. Then Pashavo, even in the Purush Suktam, it is said, Pashu Gams, Tagams, Chakre, Vayavyana, Aranyan, Gramyaschaye. So Vayavyan means the birds, Aranyan means of the forest, and Gramyan means domesticated animals like cow, horse, dog, cat. So all animals, all beings come from Akshara. And as we said, Prana Apana is the energy. And grains are the ones that give us energy to do tapas, and to practice all the good values mentioned in the last line. So what is tapas? So tapas can be either individual or can be total. Individual tapas is say, I decide to fast. In fact, I was just reading, there is a very interesting moon fast, moon tapas, which I actually didn't know. I just read about it. It says on the full moon, you eat a full plate, full normal meal that you eat. And then each day you reduce 1/16.
Yeah, I've heard of it.
1/16. So third day, every day. And by you come down to Amavasya, you are zero. So you keep reducing, reducing, reducing till the dark moon, you eat nothing. And then from the next day, you eat only 1/16. And then 2/16, 3/16, 4/16,
You're
till
losing.
on the full moon only you can eat full meal. But some people say, well, you know what? On the full moon, give me double the food. Let me eat double. So then by eighth day, I'll come to my normal. No, that's not it. You have to start with what you normally eat. So that is individual tapas. And what is to total tapas? Like what we are planning, Hanumanji Havan, next year. So when Samuhik, Havan are done, or when we do, Sudarshan Homam for, so when the people get together and do those kind of sacrifices, that is Samuhik Tapah. Then Shraddha. What is Shraddha? Shraddha is faith, because God or Brahman is Indriya Agochara. It cannot be known by the senses, cannot be known by the mind, the intellect. No, nothing can know it. Even the guru cannot reveal it. Even the scriptures, completely words cannot reveal it. But scriptures and guru indicate that, because the guru has himself experienced this truth. So like the rishi of this Upanishad, that they themselves have experienced. So they try to put into words which cannot be put into words. So what is Shraddha? I have faith in the guru. I have faith in the scriptures. And I develop devotion for Bhagwan. And that is Shraddha. And that's why they say Shraddha is very important. And then Satyam. Satyam means truth. But there is also, Bhagwan says in Bhagavad Gita, it should be hitam, speech should be satyam, hitam and mitam. So what is hitam? Hitam means it should be beneficial. So what do we mean by satyam and hitam? So I heard a very nice story. So there were these two friends who were, diamond merchants, and they were good friends, and one of them passed away. And he had grown up sons who had not joined the business yet. They had just in college, and his wife, and he had given to his wife some jewels many years back. And this man had borrowed a lot of money from money lenders and other people for his business, and he was expecting his business to grow, and he passed away. Now, all the money lenders, everybody came, we want our money back, we want our money back. We don't want to wait for business to grow. With him, they were trusting him. So the wife said, well, I have these jewels. So she goes to this friend of his, good friend, and he says, Bhai Saab, this jewels my husband left before he passed away. And, we need some money to pay off the debt. So can we borrow some money against these jewels, or can we sell them? So the friend says, looks at the jewel, he says, no, market is not good right now. Don't sell them. I'll tell you what, I'll keep them and I'll advance you the money against these jewels, whatever. So she took the money and they paid off the money lenders, and there was still money left over. So the children started the business and they continued, and it so happened that they were very, very successful, and in a few years, very quickly, they raised enough, that they were very successful. So then they tell the mother, let's go and bring the jewels back, that we had left with the friend. So they take the money, whatever the friend had lent them. And they go there, and the friend takes the money and gives the jewels. Now, these two brothers, who were, by now they knew about jewelry, They looked at them and they said, "These are worthless. Throw them in the trash. They are not real jewels." So then they asked the friend, "But why didn't you tell us this? You just kept it and gave us the money. Why didn't you tell us the truth?" He said, "If I had told you the truth, you first of all, you would have thought I'm trying to cheat you. I don't want to pay you what they are worth. Secondly, you would not have taken the money, and you would have, but so this way I kept the seed truth, but then I, so that is hitam, that even though this person didn't tell the truth, but he did what was in the benefit of all, you know. So that is hitam. So satyam should be accompanied by hitam. So sometime you tell, it also should be mitam, means pleasing. So like you want to tell somebody the truth, but if it's going to hurt him or her, then you say it gently, like somebody buys a new dress and she says, "Do you like it?" Now you may not like it, you may think it is horrible, but you don't tell the person that. You say, "Yeah, okay, if you like it, that's good." So that is called mitam, that speech should be truthful, should be beneficial, and should be gentle, should not hurt others. So that's Bhagavan says in the 17th chapter also, that how speech should be good. And then brahmacharyam does not only mean celibacy, avoiding the opposite sex, but means living a life of self-control. So control in diet, control in activity, not overexerting, not spending too much time just talking or on TV or on the phone, and limiting our activity, not seeing too much, hearing too much, eating too much, which we have already covered here also in the Bhagavad Gita in the 4th chapter. Those of you who are attending the Sunday, Bhagavan tells all these yajnas, which is a life of self-control. And vidhi means rules, values. So living a life of values, which have been listed here, satyam, shraddha, brahmacharyam, and living a life of rules, of self-control, not indulging in anything and everything at all times. So that is so all this came out of Brahman, out of Akshara, not out of Brahman. We'll talk about that. It doesn't come out of Brahman. It comes out of the creator. You can call Akshara, you can call Ishvara, but does not come out of Brahman. And we'll talk about that in the 10th mantra. Sharat, you can do the number 8.
Prabhavanti
Sapta prana prabhavanti tasmat.
tasmat.
Saptarchisha
Saptarchisa
Samidha Saptahomaha. Sapta ime loka yeshu charanti pranaha.
Saptaime
Guhashaya nihita sapta sapta.
loka
And chant together,
Sapta
Sapta prana prabhavanti tasmat, Saptarchisha samida saptahomaha, Sapta ime loka yeshu charanti pranaha, Guhashaya nihita sapta sapta. So sapta, lot of sevens in this. So seven pranas come out of prabhavanti, means they are created, come out of tasmat. Tasmat means from that creator, seven pranas come. Then saptarchisha, seven fires. Samidha, seven fuels in the fire. Saptahomaha, oblations put in the fire. Sapta ime, and in this, there are seven lokas, seven worlds. Yeshu, in these seven worlds, charanti pranaha, the pranas roam around. And then guhashaya, in the cave of the heart, seated sapta sapta. Now, if you just translate, we don't know what the meaning is. What is this prana? What is this fire? What
Sapta.
is this homa? What are these lokas, prana? It's very hard to understand. They're saying prana twice and in the cave of the heart, sapta, sapta. So we need somebody like Puja Gurudev or some acharya to translate it for us. So sapta prana here means in the face, we have seven senses, two eyes, two ears, two
Seven.
nostrils, and a mouth. So seven
Holes.
holes or seven, what do you call, places where the thoughts go in, where the sights go in the eyes, in the ears and all. So, and also the deity of the eye is said to be the sun and the moon, because it's only in the light of the sun and moon that we can see, the eyes can see. And the deity of the ear is said to be space, because it is only in space that sound gets transmitted. So seven pranas means these seven openings through which we intake, through the mouth we eat, through the nose we breathe, and so on. So all our intake happens through these seven openings. So these are the pranas, these are the openings. Then saptarchisha, seven flames. So what are the seven flames? Seven flames means the power of cognition. So the eyes can see, the ears can hear, nose can smell, tongue can taste, skin can touch. So the ability to see, hear, smell, taste, touch, the ability, that is the power of cognition. So those are the seven fires.
Sapta.
Then Samida, fuel I already talked. These are the powers of cognition into which oblations are offered, which is Homa. Homa are the oblations, are the sense objects. So for the eyes, it is the sight. For the ears, it is sound. For eyes, it is form and color. For ear, sound. For nose, smell. Tongue is the food. And skin is the touch, the objects that we touch. So the objects that are there, which is the whole world, or, we say the whole world is of objects, emotions, and thoughts. So these objects that are perceived, here we don't, they don't, they're not talking about emotions or thoughts, but about the objects that are perceived through these senses. So the oblations, just as in a fire, you put oblation, you offer in the fire, and then that becomes a sacrifice ritual. So same way, the idea is that whatever I see, hear, smell, taste, touch is an offering to Bhagwan within. So I have to be careful that I offer the right things through the fire. Don't offer junk. So like when you are doing prasad to Bhagwan, you offer the best food. So there in the temple or in the puja room, we offer the best food. But when we eat, we have to be equally conscious that what I am eating is being digested by Bhagwan. That's why
Offering.
Even in the 15th chapter, Bhagwan Sri Krishna says, I am the one, I am the digestive fire, and I digest all the food. So the food is, that's why we say Brahmarpanam Brahma Havihi, Brahmagnau Brahma. So fire is Brahman, the offering is Brahman. So the one offering to God is Brahman, the one who has cooked the food is Brahman, the food is Brahman. And the one that is being nourished is Brahman, digestive. So everything is God. So one has to be very careful what we offer to the Lord and to even to ourselves. So see that, they say, see no evil, hear no evil, speak no evil. The idea is that, so there are, four monkeys I have read. So one is see no evil, hear no evil, speak no evil. The
That's
fourth
good.
monkey is on his phone. He sees nothing, he hears nothing, he speaks nothing. So that is the fourth monkey.
मॉडर्न
द
मंकी.
मॉडर्न मंकी हु इज ऑलवेज ऑन हिज सेल फोन. सो लेट अस नॉट बी लाइक दैट व्हेन वी ऑफर टू भगवान. एंड सेम वे ऑल्सो गुड आइडियाज, यू नो, सी गुड थिंग्स, विजिट गुड साइट्स, वेबसाइट्स, लिसन टू गुड भजन्स, यू नो, लाइक दैट. And then the loka is very interesting. Loka is world, the seven worlds. But here, the Rishi is not talking about the seven worlds because it is connected to the offering. So he suddenly cannot bring heaven and all those. So these are the centers within in our nervous system which intake. See, the rishis even knew that, you know, they, like in those of you who are studying medicine and biology, you know that there is an
Right.
optic center in the brain where the sights are received. There is an auditory center. There is a smell center in the hippocampus. So the rishis already knew that there are centers within our neural system which collect all this data, you know. So they already knew that, and they are the seven lokas. And yeshu charanti pranaha. Now pranaha here means the vitality. So when we eat, you know, then the vitality that is created. So the pranas function through these and nourish our body. And guhashaya, and they nourish the in the cave of the heart. What is the cave of the heart? Guha. Heart in Vedanta does not mean the pumping heart that pumps the blood. Heart means the mind and intellect where good qualities reside. You know, hrit manas swasthata kriya. So he says, center the mind in the heart. How? Where all the good values reside, love, compassion, kindness. So that is hrit. And that is where all this information is centered in the heart. And that's where they say Bhagwan manifests, even though Bhagwan is everywhere. But if you want to contact him, you contact him in the hrit, in the heart, where the mind and intellect, where all good qualities reside, just as US government is everywhere. But if you want to contact the president or secretary of defense, you go to Washington, D.C. Or in California, if you want to contact the government, you go to Sacramento. So same way, Bhagwan is everywhere. But if you contact him, want to contact him, do it to him in the heart. And so those are the seven. And the Purusha is worshipped in the heart with karmas and upasana. So our karma should be worship of God. Service is worship. And upasana. So when I do activities, we worship the Bhagwan. That's when in this Sunday when we met that gentleman, Mr. Taylor, Kanubhai Taylor, who is himself handicapped, and he has done so much work for 38,000, you know, handicapped people. He has built schools, hospitals. We had the privilege of meeting him, and I had the opportunity to introduce him. And his work is worship throughout his speech. When he talked about Radha Krishna constantly, that God is the one. He says, when I ask somebody for money, he says, I don't ask people, I ask him, the one who gives you the money. So true devotion and true service, you can see. So it is rare to find such individual who was handicapped when he was just a few months old. He lost use of both his legs from polio and never gave up. And today he has received Padma Shri from the Prime Minister, from the President, and he has received awards from Queen Elizabeth and Senior Bush and Margaret Thatcher. So, a person who had so many handicaps, when he can serve the world without giving up, 38,000 handicapped people have been helped by him, and he continues to his centers. Keep growing, growing. Modi ji has helped him a lot when he was Chief Minister of Gujarat and now Prime Minister. He's making sure he gets funding. So that is when you do karmas with upasana. So every activity of such an individual is worship. Pallavi, you can do the ninth one. अतः समुद्रा गिरयश्च सर्वे स्मात्।
अतः समुद्रा गिरयश्च सर्वे स्मात्।
स्यन्दन्ते सिन्धवः सर्वरूपाः।
स्यन्दन्ते सिन्धवः सर्वरूपाः।
अतश्च सर्वा औषधयोरसश्च।
अतश्च सर्वा औषधयो रसश्च।
येनैष भूतैस्तिष्ठन्ते ह्यन्तरात्मा।
येनैश्च भूतैस्तिष्ठते ह्यन्तरात्मा।
अतः समुद्रा गिरयश्च सर्वे स्मात्। स्यन्दन्ते सिन्धवः सर्वरूपाः। अतश्च सर्वा औषधयोरसश्च। येनैश्च भूतैः तिष्ठन्ते ह्यन्तरात्मा। सो नाउ द ऋषि इज टेलिंग अस, सो फार ही हैज बीन टेलिंग अस ऑल द लिविंग बीइंग्स, यू नो, ऑल द देवतास, द ह्यूमंस, द एनिमल्स, बर्ड्स, प्लांट्स, एंड इवन द लोअर वर्ल्ड्स, ऑल द लिविंग बीइंग्स। सो नाउ द ऋषि इज टेलिंग अस इवन द इनएनिमेट ऑब्जेक्ट्स ऑल हैव कम फ्रॉम दैट। सो इवन द नॉन लिविंग थिंग्स, सो अतः मीन्स फ्रॉम हिम, फ्रॉम दैट क्रिएटर, समुद्राः ऑल दी ओशंस, ओशंस गिरय आर द माउंटेन्स, सर्वे ऑल ऑफ देम केम फ्रॉम अतः, फ्रॉम दैट। एंड अस्मात् कनेक्ट्स विद द नेक्स्ट लाइन, अस्मात् स्यन्दन्ते, फ्रॉम दैट कॉन्शियसनेस ईश्वर द क्रिएटर अक्षर, स्यन्दन्ते सिन्धवः, ऑल द रिवर्स फ्लो, ऑल द रिवर्स फ्लो, सर्वरूपाः, ऑल काइंड्स ऑफ रिवर्स फ्लो फ्लो फ्रॉम दैट। देन अतश्च सर्वा, अतः फ्रॉम दिस च मीन्स ऑल एंड कम सर्वा औषधयो, ऑल द हर्ब्स एंड द रस, द हर्ब्स हैव रस, द सैप इन देम। दैट्स व्हाई भगवान श्री कृष्ण सेज पुष्णामि चौषधि सर्वाः, सोमो भूत्वा रसात्मकः। आई एम द मून एंड ऑल हर्ब्स गेट नरिश्ड। दैट्स व्हाई दे से दैट प्लांट्स दैट आर एक्सपोज टू द मून, यू नो, द सीड्स दैट आर एक्सपोज टू द मून, द प्लांट्स कम आउट मच बेटर, यू नो। सो दैट, सो ही सेज दैट सैप इज मी एंड येन, एंड बाय दिस एष, सो बाय दिस ऑल द भूतैः, हियर मीन्स ऑल द ग्रॉस एलिमेंट्स, भूतैः डज नॉट मीन द बीइंग्स, द ग्रॉस एलिमेंट्स विद इन दैट तिष्ठन्ते, विद इन दैट ही
तिष्ठते
अंतर, नो तिष्ठन्ते, ओ तिष्ठते, ओके, अंतरात्मा स्टेज दिस इनर आत्मा, द इनर कॉन्शियस, इट्स नॉट द इनर कॉन्शियसनेस, बट हियर आत्मा मीन्स something else, so we'll talk about that. So here all the inanimate objects, samudra, so we think seven samudras means the seven oceans, Pacific, Atlantic, Indian Ocean. No, the seven, all the earthly oceans are called one, salty ocean, because they are all salty. He said then who are the other six? So the other six, which again I didn't know, but I read about it, that the second one is the Milky Ocean, where Bhagwan Vishnu, you know, on his Sheshnag, he resides. So that is the second. Then third is the ocean made of sugar cane. Fourth is ocean made of ghee. Fifth is ocean made of yogurt. Sixth is ocean made of sweet water, pure sweet water. And the seventh is Suraodaka, ocean of, Sura means wine. So some rishis say, no, it's not wine, it is juices, you know. So they also, you can call them Sura. So the point is that there are seven dvipas, there are seven worlds or islands. Earth is only one, there are six other dvipas, and each isle dvipa is surrounded by one ocean. So here our, the salty ocean surround the earth, you know, And similarly, in higher worlds, there are different oceans, there are different worlds. So that is the seven samudraha. Then mountains, we know, all the mountains, Himalayas, Alps, and all. And this also includes Meru Mountain. Meru Mountain is a mountain that is said to be the center of this entire cosmos. The entire universe revolves around that Meru Mountain, which is the center, because these various galaxies are now, they are not stationary. Everything is moving. And the rishis say that it is the Meru Mountain. And then rivers. Rivers are just simple rivers like the Nile and the Ganges and the Yamuna and Saraswati and all. And then herbs, we already talked about the food, and which is, and in the food there is sap, there is nourishment, which is given by Bhagwan. Now, Antaratma, surrounded by elements, what does that mean? So they say Antaratma here is not the inner consciousness, because inner consciousness is not created. Inner consciousness doesn't come out of anything. It is always there, always was. Here, Antaratma refers to the subtle body, the gross, the subtle body, mana, buddhi, chitta, ahankar. So mind, intellect, memory, and ego. So these four are the inner equipment, and they are surrounded by the gross body. So the gross body is visible to us, and inside is our subtle body. So the idea is that Akshara, this creator, is not only the outer world, but also the inner worlds of all beings. So whatever you see here, outside, that is him, smell, taste, touch, and also all the emotions you feel, all the thoughts you come across, all the ideas. So nothing can function without the pranas, without the energy provided by Bhagwan. So the mind feels, the intellect thinks, and the body, the five senses, everything comes from that Ishvara. And so the idea is that everything will come in the next one. Mukesh, would you like to chant? You can unmute. Number 10, you can repeat.
Yes.
Purusha evedam vishvam karma.
पुरुष एवेदं विश्वं कर्म
तपो ब्रह्म परामृतम्।
तपो ब्रह्म परामृतम्
एतद्यो वेद निहितं गुहायाम्।
एतो वेद निहितं गुहाया
सो विद्या ग्रंथिं विकिरतीह सौम्य।
सो विद्या ग्रथिम विकीरहित सौम्य
Okay, thank you. You can mute. We'll all chant together.
विश्व
पुरुष एवेदं विश्वं कर्म तपो ब्रह्म परामृतम् एतद्यो वेद निहितं गुहायां सो विद्या ग्रंथिं विकिरतीह सौम्य। सो सौम्य मीन्स ओ चाइल्ड। सो द गुरु हैज द love for the disciple, like a father or a mother would have love for their child. That's how the relationship of a guru and a teacher is. And here it is Shaunaka Rishi. Shaunaka Rishi was the student who studied. So he is addressed as Soumya in the last word. Oh dear child, Purusha eva idam vishvam karma. So that Purusha, Purusha here does not mean the supreme consciousness, but the creator here, Akshara. Eva idam, Purusha alone is idam vishvam karma. All the world, all the karmas is Bhagwan. Tapaha, all the austerities is Brahma. Brahma again here means Akshara or the creator, not the. No, I think here Brahma means the highest. Brahma para amritam, the supreme Brahma, which is immortal. So what they are saying is that in essence, everything is Brahman. Even all names and forms is Brahman alone, which appears through in all this. And etad yo, so yoha means one who knows Veda nihitam guhayam, seated in the cave of the heart. We already talked about the heart. Saha vidya avidya granthim. Avidya granthim means the knot of ignorance. Knot means knot, knot when you tie. So the knot of ignorance, vikirati he unties or he loosens the knot. Iha means on this earth. So as we said, this entire world is God. So that means we have to worship everything. And we see that, in Sanatan Dharma, they worship, stones, they worship trees, they worship rivers. So everything and even all our possessions, we have to treat them as God. Our shoes, our, computer, our phone, everything we worship. And he says this Vishwam Karma, and the whole world is karma, as we said, everything is karma. Whatever is happening is because of our karmas, and that Brahma is para amritam. It is supreme and it is immortal. So then, how did this world come into being? Because from the infinite, how did the finite world come? Brahman is infinite, world is finite, limited. Brahman is eternal, world is temporary. Brahman is unchanging, world is changing. Brahman is all-knowing, we in the world are ignorant. So how did we come out? They say from gold, all ornaments are like gold. From mud, all pots are like mud. But we are not like that God or Brahman. So we say that it is an appearance. It is like snake on the rope. So this whole world is a snake. And the rope is Brahman, the consciousness. So all the time I have to remember that. But the essence is one. The essence, the supreme consciousness is one. And when you identify that that is my true nature, then you say, okay, then this Brahman is me. And from me came the whole world. If you say I am this ego, then you say I am limited. But if you say I am the Atma, the consciousness, that is my true nature, then I am unlimited. And from me came this whole world. That's why in the Kaivalya Upanishad, the student, when he attains enlightenment, when he realizes the truth, he says, Mayeva sakalam jatam, mai sarvam pratishthitam, mai sarvam layam yanti, Tad Brahma Dvayam Asmiham. So from me comes this whole universe. The whole universe is sustained in me. And the whole universe merges back into me because I am that non-dual Brahman. See, Brahman cannot be two. So they cannot be Brahman and me separate. Actually, Brahman alone is everything is
Right,
that.
that's right.
But we see the name and form, the variety, because of ignorance. That's what they say. The ignorance, the knot of ignorance, knot, because of this knot of ignorance, my thinking is wrong. So the Upanishad keeps telling us that you are not this body, you are not this mind, you are not the intellect. They are your equipments, you are that consciousness. And Bhagavad Gita everywhere, the masters keep telling us because we forget. We listen, okay, samajh aa gaya, I am infinite, I am consciousness. But then when we go out into the world, then we say, I don't like this person, I like this person, this is my friend, this is my enemy. If you see everything as me, then there cannot be any likes, dislikes. That's why Ishavasya Upanishad says, Tatra ko moha ka shoka ekatvam anupashyata. Once you see the oneness, that everything is that, Actually, even at the body level, think about it, all of us are made of the same five elements. We have the same nose, ears, eyes. Yeah, there are some subtle differences, but in essence, we are five elements. Our mind and intellect, are similar. Everybody likes to be loved, to be happy, and then ideas, consciousness. So all have the same desires, the same knowledge, the same thinking. So if you look at it from the paramarthic level, then you cannot have likes and dislikes. That's why, in Bhagavad Gita, Bhagavan says, Sama Shatrucha Mitre Cha Tatha Man Apamanayoho Shitoshna Sukha Dukheshu Sama Sangha Vivarjitaha. Bhagavan says in the 12th chapter, he says, my devotee Sama is the same in enemies and friends. Not that he has enemies, but if somebody does not like him, he is the same. Man apman, honor and dishonor, he is the same. Sukha dukha, joy and sorrow is the same. Heat and cold, health and ill health. So in the body, there will be fluctuations of health and ill health. Mind, there will be joys and sorrows. Intellect, there will be success and failure. And at the ego level, some will like me, some will not like me, but a wise person remains the same. He or she shares their love with all and remains equanimous. Samatvam yoga uchyate. Bhagwan again and again tells in the Bhagavad Gita that equanimity can only come when you see oneness, when you see I alone am everywhere. There is nobody, no stranger. So then that's why these Mahatmas, they love everybody, even somebody who hurts them or somebody but they have no animosity to anyone, no matter how much they get mistreated. And then once you have that, then you enjoy everything. Joy comes, you enjoy. Sorrow comes, that also you enjoy. You say, okay, it's not happening to me, it's happening to the body because of karmas. I am not that. So then such a person does not, his whole life becomes, that's what Shankaracharya ji says in his Bhashya, that his whole life is joy. Why? Ekatvam anupashyat. Anu means constantly, not that only in the lecture when we are here, we see oneness. When we go out and deal in the world, we see the oneness and we have total love. And seeing that one self everywhere is the essence of this thing. And karma means, karma is everything came out of karma, right? Because of karma, whatever I have. So even the objects I have is because of karma. Whatever world I am born in is because of karma, whether I was born on earth or lower world or higher world, what parents I had or have, what body, kind of body I have, the mind, the intellect. So karma is the most important. And that's what he says. This whole Vishwam is karma. Everything has come from that one Brahman, the one consciousness. And one who can see that in the cave of his heart or her heart, where the mind and intellect reside, then such a person goes beyond all ignorance. And there is a mantra which will come in this Upanishad. Vidyate hridaya granthi, chidyante sarva samshaya, kshiyante chasya karmani, tasmin drishte paravare. One who has seen Brahman as his own self and seen the whole world as Brahman, the higher and the lower, then all his knots of ignorance get destroyed, cut. His doubts go away and he goes beyond the bondage of karmas. See, you and I, we are bound by our karmas, but one who is enlightened, who has gone beyond karmas, then for him, the world is just, a place where he or she can serve the world. And so that person then goes beyond the bondage of karmas, beyond the bondage of birth, rebirth. Because all that happens because of our vasanas, our ignorance, and our karmas. So through this knowledge, when we practice this knowledge, When we understand this knowledge, what we have heard, we abide in that knowledge and then we practice it, then this person goes beyond all bondages. So here ends the second, first section of the second chapter, which has talked about creation. As we saw, all living and inanimate objects all come from that Ishvara. And this knowledge gives us Shraddha, gives us faith that there is something beyond the senses, which I cannot see here, and that is the highest knowledge that we have. And then they have told us about all the seven worlds, higher and lower worlds, all are from that one creator, and everything is to be worshipped, everything is revered. And we'll end here. We have about 8 or 9 minutes if anybody has any questions, comments.
Isn't it easier to say like consciousness and then conditioned consciousness is where from which with the consciousness with Maya,
Yes.
and that's what the creator.
Right.
So it's easier to understand that way,
Right.
I think.
Yeah, conditioned consciousness is same as Akshara.
Akshara.
Yeah,
So
Akshara, that is conditioned consciousness.
I think you
Yeah.
must remember
Yeah,
that.
Akshara functioning through Maya, Ishvara functioning through Maya. So conditioned by Maya, that's what Niru says,
So condition
conditioned.
is different,
Right.
but the content is the same.
Yes.
See, that way it's easier to, for me, it is clear, because otherwise it, can be confusing.
Right.
And another point I was thinking when you talked about this difference, oceans, that's why they do, Panchamrit, they do, right? They
Right.
do, they give Abhishek to Bhagwanji. They always use different things. They use juice, they use milk, yogurt,
Ghee.
buttermilk, ghee, all those things. So I was thinking that,
Could be
well,
that.
yeah,
Yeah.
that's why they use it.
Yes. Yeah, that makes sense. So representing that all I've
All the
offered.
oceans.
Yeah. Thank you.
Thank
Yeah,
you.
I think that makes sense. Anything else? Anybody has any?
I know when you listen to this, you feel like, yeah, everything is gone. There is nothing. Yeah.
Is nothing but God, right?
That way, or you can go from
And me, nothing but me.
Dridrishya.
Yeah.
Dridrishya Vivek also.
Yeah. Auntie, you have a question?
No, would you mind explain repeating six oceans again, please?
Oh, okay. There are
I don't
seven.
know. Usme bhi
You
other
can
seven. The six
take those
other
salt,
ones you said.
the salty ocean that of this earth. Then there is ocean of milk, where Vishnu Bhagwan resides. Then third is sugarcane. Fourth is ghee. Fifth is yogurt. Sixth is sweet water. And seventh is Suraodaka, the ocean of wine, or you can say juice.
अंत अपना मेर सागर पढ़ते हैं ना अपना उसमें वो भी वैसे
हाँ
ही
हाँ अब जब परम धाम का जो द
मेर
डिस्क्रिप्शन दे
सागर
टॉक अबाउट परम धाम या दे टॉक अबाउट ऑल दीज
मेर
ओशन
सागर
मेर
पूरा
सागर ऑल
उसमें
दीज
लिखा
ओशन
हुआ है सर।
यस या उसमें है
थैंक
ऑल
यू
दीज सेवन ओशंस आर मेंशनड इन दैट. हाँ ठीक बात. राइट
थैंक यू। प्रणामी से करते हैं मेर सागर।
प्रणामी. देर इज द प्रणामी दैट बुक दैट वी फॉलो आंटी एंड अस. सो इन दैट दे हैव मेंशनड दीज सेवन ओशंस. In Param Dham, they
मेर
say there is
सागर
this supreme abode where, all this is, and everything has come from that. So the same idea, it is that this higher world from Ishvara and all has come. Anybody?
Anil ji, the Kshara and Akshara is the same as Para and Apra in Gita, right?
Right. Akshara is this the conditioned
Condition.
consciousness.
Condition.
Kshara is this visible world which is destructible,
Correct.
perishing. Yeah, that is para and
Apani is
apara, you can call.
Akshara and Akshara Atit. It's beyond
Right.
this
So
Apa.
Kshara, Akshara, and then Aksharatit.
Or you can call
Right.
all the things then Ishvara and then
And then the
Param.
supreme consciousness, you can call Brahman or Paramatma, is beyond
Param Atit.
Kshara and Akshara both.
Correct.
Yeah, Akshara,
But
even though it is the same Brahman, but when it gets conditioned by Maya, then it creates the world. The world cannot be created without that conditioning. So this world
right.
is an, but it is a thought in the mind of God. The world does not have reality, even though for us it is called transactional reality. That it is something I deal with, but for the realized masters, they don't see reality in the world. They see this is just like a dream or like a play.
Right.
Right.
Thank you.
Okay, we'll end here. Sharad, you have anything?
No, I was just looking at the very first verse again, kind of reflecting how the very first verse is an expansion into 2 through 10 and an elaboration, sort of a karan and karya. So it's kind of nice to reflect on the very first verse of the chapter 2 again, of the 10 verses.
Yeah, like the fire. Yeah, like from the fire emerges the sparks.
Yes.
Yeah, so and merges back into it, you know, the variety. So the same way.
Right. Thank you.
Yeah, and from Aksharad, all this variety has come, all this creation, and they merge back. So all of us have come. And then he expands on those. Yes. Thank you. Yeah, that's a good point. So from one, and then from 2 to 10, they all expand. Mukesh, you have a question or comment?
Like I was thinking, like when you think in terms of the opposites, like always the message is that we should not distinguish like likes versus dislike or anything which is opposites. We should have a mind which is equal to both of these opposites, right? We should not differentiate.
Right.
So if a person is having that mindset of no differentiation for anything in the world, then how does like the A person will distinguish between what is like punya and what is pap, because for that person everything will be equal, right?
Yeah, no, his actions come out of once he has that ability.
Vision.
Obviously, he is not going to do papa karmas because he has that vision, he has the right understanding. And that's why he says, you know, that his ignorance has been removed by knowledge from his guru, you know, in the Muktanand Lahiri of Shankaracharya Ji. He says that he is the same in all situations, means internally he's not disturbed. It does not mean that he doesn't know the difference, you know, between a tiger and a cow. If a tiger is coming, he's not going to go pet the tiger, you know, but he will pet the cow.
Because
So
transactional world, they will do
yeah,
transaction, but
right.
they know it is just transaction.
Yes.
It's for so it's the knowledge that they have. It's out of knowledge.
Right. But they
Yeah.
remain undisturbed because their mind is always connected with God. Or they centered in the self.
I see. So to protect the mind from the dualities, just to like not to get too much attached to one side or the other. Maintain the balance.
Samatvam
Thank
yo
you.
jate, Bhagwan Shri Krishna says in the Bhagavad Gita, equanimity is the and so these people, it's not that they become like stone or they don't know the difference, but they do not let the world's situations bother them or affect them. They remain calm. Even when somebody criticizes them or somebody praises them, they don't get swollen if somebody praises and don't get depressed when somebody criticizes. They remain balanced. So that's how we have to try and live, that in life there will always be problems. You know, situations will not always be perfect, but we should keep our mind in God and then just surrender to Him. At the bhakti level, at the knowledge level, I am Atma, I am consciousness, and the body will go through it. When we get old, body will go through pains, aches, illnesses, mind will have sorrows, all that.
And when we say that the world is divided into like two parts, right? One is Prakriti and second is Purush. And Purusha is nothing but consciousness, or so Purusha also means it's a Brahman, right?
Now, Purusha is Brahman. It's the spirit, the consciousness functioning through Prakriti, what Nehru called as conditioned consciousness. That is Purusha functioning. So Purusha and Prakriti together, matter and spirit, just as electricity and bulb, they are both required. Electricity and the bulb is also required for light. Electricity itself cannot give light.
Correct.
The same way Purusha himself cannot do anything, functions through Prakriti like that.
Prakriti cannot by itself do anything.
Obviously,
It is dependent on.
Prakriti is
Correct.
inert. Like the bulb cannot light without electricity. So
So they're both, that's the
that's
picture.
how electricity and bulb is same as Purusha and Prakriti.
Yeah. Oh, thank you. Yeah.
Thank you. We'll end here. And next week we'll continue with the second section, which will talk about Brahman and how to reach. A lot of sadhanas we will be
Very.
coming. Very famous shlokas are there in the next one. Om Purnamada Purnamidam Purnat Purnamudachyate
Purnasya
Purnasya
Purnamadaya
Purnamadaya
Purnamevavashishyate
Purnamevavashishyate. Om Shanti Shanti
Shanti
Shanti
Hari
Hari Om Shri Gurubhyo
Namaha
Namaha
Hari
Hari Om.